Today's Monday.
Oh, no, not Monday.
It's a brand new day.
Guess what? This weekend.
It is over.
It's not over. It is not over till it's over.
No, 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 it really is.
So it's another week already.
Welcome to Monday.
They say if you get a job doing what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Oh, well, I'll just get back to work.
Yay, I'm going to work like I like.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yay! I'm going to work! That's what I say every day. Yay, yay, yay. I'm going to work because I get to talk to you. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And why do we do that? Because you have to have a voice. And this is the place to do it. Talk and text 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I don't know how I've gotten so far behind. I have 709 emails that I have to get to. I have to stop going onto social media. That's it. I mean, it's like crack. It is literally like crack. And of course, when one platform, oh hell, pisses somebody off, then everybody says, let's move to this platform. Let's move to that platform. And I'm just, oh, so frustrated. So I'm on Parler now and I haven't even, you know, every once in a while I'll post something on there, but I haven't even been able to be active on that. So I'm trying to figure out which platforms I'm going to focus on. And right now, Twitter is really easy. And yeah. I hate to say this, but I think I'm going to shut down my MeWe account. Because it's just, for as much as we hate Facebook, it's just easier. And I want to try to back away from the computer a little bit, especially now at this time, to do more research on things that are the big picture. Because here we are, December 7th. And how many people will even remember it? The history of December 7th, specifically 1941. We are so wrapped up in sharing pictures of food and people and activities and dog and cat videos that we're not remembering history. And that is putting us in a very bad place. A very bad place. I don't know why, but I just, I got on this kick this morning of depopulation. You know, a lot of people talking about the Great Reset and Bill Gates and his vaccines and, oh, man, there are things coming out about these vaccines. Just, it's scary stuff. So I want you to be prepared. Flu vaccines don't keep everybody from getting the flu. Coronavirus, dig deep. Go for the information. Listen to the YouTube videos that captures Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, Schlaus from the World Economic Forum. Have you even looked up the World Economic Forum yet? And the meetings in Davos that aren't secret, where people plan your future. So I'm getting sidetracked here. So I just looked up depopulation policy. not knowing that the United States State Department has a department on depopulation. Really? Why don't we have a Department of Population? Population growth. I know it's all semantics, blah, blah, blah. Check out a story in The New American, if you have time. TheNewAmerican.com. This was back from April 6th of 2020. Globalist Henry Kissinger. Remember how, 30 years ago, everybody knew who Henry Kissinger was. People idolized him. But there's an article, Coronavirus Will Forever Alter the World Order. See, this is the big problem between them and us. Donald Trump isn't a globalist. He's a capitalist. He's America first. And that's why he is where he is. And that's why they hate him. Because it's all about globalism. If that means getting rid of people that are in the way, then they'll do it. If you are not a senator or a congressperson that believes in globalism, then they have no use for you. See how long you make it. So it makes me wonder about all of those people who have been in the Senate and the Congress for so many decades. We've got great news coming out about the proof of the Dominion machines, Smartmatic, all the connections. It is coming out as, well, let's just say hacks like Schumer, Pelosi, Boxer, Feinstein. I know Boxer's not in there anymore, but no. How long she was in there. The proof coming out that California might actually be red. And it may have been red for decades, a number of years. People always ask the question, who keeps selecting these people? Harry Reid. Who keeps electing these people? Maybe they're not. Hence today's poll question. And this brings up it's always been contentious. People say that, no, you know, don't put something like term limits in place because let the people speak. Let the people make the choices. We're coming to find out that the people haven't been making the choices. So do we now have to make the choice that it doesn't matter if people are messing with the computer systems? At a certain point, they don't get to be in the government anymore, or at least in specific offices. So I ask you once again, today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, should we have term limits on the federal level? Yes or no? I was under the thought of no. You know, let the people use their voices. Yeah, I can't do that anymore. After seeing what we're seeing with Democrat poll workers coming forward and being honest, because that's what it's all about, honesty, integrity, moral values, not thinking someone else is the devil because some political party told you so. Having standards for yourself, and one of those standards is not cheating and lying. FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should we have term limits on the federal level? Friday's poll question, should Nevada return to hand count paper ballots? Boy, there's going to be a lot of work out there for someone if people have their way, because 92% of those participating over 3 days said yes. It doesn't matter how safe. It doesn't matter how safe you think electronics are, how safe someone tells you your computer is. It's not. It can be hacked. Your phones, your laptops, your tabletops, it doesn't matter. Tabletops, desktops. All of it can be hacked. All of it is being traced. Even on people who think that, well, I have nothing to hide. Yeah. That's an ignorant statement. Because it's not about having something to hide. It's about somebody else having the control over you. So getting back to today, our history. What happened on this day in 1941? All the way to what's happening today. There's a website out there. I thought it had promise. Nationalinterest.org. Nationalinterest.org. Interesting. Okay. You should see some of the stories on here. Because 1941 is not over. December 7th, that day of infamy, that day needs to be remembered because, let's see, just a few of the stories here, December 7th. Nowhere on earth will be safe from a U.S.-China war. How F-35s, B-2 bombers, and tanks could fight jointly in the next war. Russia's only aircraft carrier won't be ready for service until 2022. Why Taiwan wants new submarines to stop an invasion by China. How China is learning from what Russia's war with Syria. China's huge naval forces are making U.S. naval logistics vulnerable. I love this one. Don't do it. Why countries face buyer's regret over Chinese-made drones. And last, but by no means least, the U.S. Navy wanted underwater nuclear submarine bases. just a few of the stories that just show us the war machine. Prosperity, happy people, a good economy. That doesn't make profits for those who want control. War. War is where the big bucks are. Just think about that. The only problem is I went into this national interest, and this is what you should do with any site that you are looking at. I went in, I clicked the about, just wanted to see who was, you know, running this thing. The leadership, Dimitri K. Sims. Interesting. Maurice Greenberg. Okay. Honorary chairman, Henry Kissinger. I just personally find that interesting. I don't know if I would even believe any story on this site with that man involved. FMtalk.com. Should we have term limits on the federal level? Get these career politicians, these globalists, out of office one way or another. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and it's Pearl Harbor Day. And it will always be Pearl Harbor Day. Thank you so much for being here today. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with James this morning. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I think it's appropriate to talk about the new Pearl Harbor, China Pearl Harboring the United States with both the CCP coronavirus and monkeying, they're up to their eyeballs and messing with our electoral system. Recently, there was a news item about the entire Nevada voter registration database being and the Secretary of State's email system being compromised to Pakistan and their ISI, Internal Security yeah. Service. And that ties back to China. And since Pakistan has historically been aligned against India, the Chinese have a cozy relationship with Pakistan. They're certainly there as a potential supporter. But at any rate, if you have some great resources on your website on the station's page when I click on through to you, and that's very useful. You've got natural news up there. You've got a couple other links. And if people go back and review the statements or podcasts by General Flynn, especially General McInerney, and then they look at the current DNI, Ratcliffe. He just had an interview with on Fox Business Morning. I think it was Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. You see that, you know, we've got significant intelligence concerns with China, and we're essentially already been Pearl Harbored, and we're at war with China. They have a silent, all methods, all techniques form of indirect warfare, because they know they can't confront us directly just yet.
Yeah.
And they're pulling all stops, and they're ramping up their timetable, and they've gone after our election system.
And they have made no bones about the fact that they want to be the world's dominant power. And they are. They're hitting us in our economy. They're hitting us in our supply chain. They're hitting us in the cyber intelligence. So this is what people have to pay attention to. you know.
They're buying our business community, the Chamber of Commerce. They're buying our politicians. They possibly own 70% of the Democratic Party. And as a result, and they have organizations all across the country, get out the vote. They're actively involved in this whole vote packing process, which is multifaceted.
They own the entertainment industry. They own the sports industry. And, James, unfortunately, because I have a number of loan officers who are friends and brokers, they own quite a bit of property right here in Northern Nevada and Nevada. So I think back to all of that work that Governor Sandoval was always doing to push China onto Nevada. And it's just, it's mind-boggling.
The way that China is structured with the party controlling China, the army is the people's army. It's the party's army, not the army of the nation, the party. And the Navy is subordinate to the army. The army owns the Navy, which engages on high seas, you know, dealing in stolen cars from other countries and transferring them ship to ship and, you know, pagoda cigarette girls in bars all across Asia. They've got all these money-making mob-like scams going on. That is their army, and that's the way their country's structured. So when they buy companies in the United States and they own the real estate and they have warehouses and they're not monitored, these are operations often of the Chinese military and the Chinese Communist Party.
Well,
so
look
they
how
can
they
do
had
all
a,
kinds of things, and there's no oversight.
They had a port, you know, right here in this country that bypassed customs. You know, at least Trump got that shut down. So, James, I got to go into a Fox News break, but thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time today. And you're letting other people know that, yeah, this information is out there. You just have to take the time to find it. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I love that we have Kathy doing our weather now, that sweet, balanced voice, you know, as opposed to my shrill, never-ending voice. So thank you for being here. It's the Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are going to sweeten up your day here in just a minute because we have sweets from the chocolate shop. Yes, the chocolate shop on board until actually for another 2 weeks. So this is going to be great. Listen for your chance to win just by calling 884-9910. So little preview of what's coming up. But right now, it's time to check in with the big guy.
That's right.
Head honcho.
5'10", 170 pounds of cold blue twisted steel.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Yeah. I can say it. I can't live it.
Oh, okay.
I got a half a dozen things. I've been dying to come on the air and just, I'm sure somebody has done it by now, is just talk about, which I have done several times, about what a failure Bill Barr has been as the Attorney General. And two of the biggest mistakes I think we will be able to look back and see that Donald Trump did was, even if he's our president again, Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr, period. It does not matter whether or not a recounting of the votes would change the outcome. Crimes were committed. It is your job as the chief law enforcement officer of the country to prosecute criminal activity. Not on every local level, mind you, but voter fraud, federal election, it is your job. It is not your job to decide whether or not to release the Durham report prior to the election because you don't want it to influence the election or to let people get away with massive fraud. Whether it changes the outcome or not, it is not your job, Bill Barr. But enough on Bill Barr. I was actually going to bring up, I went for a walk with a friend of mine yesterday who happens to be a doctor, and he was telling me about a story he had just read. An Oregon doctor losing his medical license, or at least it is suspended, and my friend said it's very hard to get it back, but it's suspended because he refused to wear a mask and was telling patients about the unproven fact that masks prevent. Do they help? Who knows? I'm not a medical doctor. But the guy lost his license temporarily suspended. The Oregon Medical Board suspended the doctor's license immediately, and for the safety and welfare of licensees, current and future patients, of course. It's an indefinite suspension. So serious stuff here. This is kind of like this, and look for it in a Biden-Harris administration. Look for stuff that you disagree with to be mandated that you agree with, or you will be punished, much like this doctor. Climate change, you're a climate change denier. Look for yourself to be punished in some way, shape, or form. Masks, the COVID, look for yourself to be punished if you do not believe in the bureaucrats and what the government tells you you need to believe in. We both came to the conclusion that we are pretty much a socialist country already.
Thank you.
We're taking another big giant leap toward communism. And that is communism. You disagree with your government, you get penalized, and that's what's going on now, including Sisalak's brown shirts out there that are writing up businesses that are being fined thousands of dollars. If you're looking for any advice, this is just me and mine, and this is what we put on our doors. This is a private business, no entering without prior authorization. Very hard for a retail shop to do that, to people relying on people to be walking into your business and doing business with you. But if you have a business that is not retail, put a sign up that says, no trespassing. No authorization.
You also need to put up the sign from the USA Patriot Act of 2001 that, you know, if you go in to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, that's it. You're in trouble. And if you go in and you're writing fines for things people don't believe in, that is intimidation and that is coercion from the governor. And the governor and all of these OSHA workers who are going into businesses writing these fines, they can be held accountable. Even if they say, oh, it's my job, doesn't matter.
Yeah, you ought to grow a conscience. I understand there's probably some good people that work for OSHA, but you're doing the devil's work when you're doing that. And just think about that. Somebody going into Basalite in Carson City, boom, $5,000+. I've heard of other fines I don't know for certain, as high as $70,000. But just because this governor and his OSHA folks, again, you might as well refer to them as brown shirts, decide that you're not complying with the mandate from those on high.
Vino 100 is being, you know, harassed on a weekly basis. I mean, all you have to do is learn about the deprivation of rights. And you can do it easily by going on to constitutionallawgroup.us. Have the sign up. And as Jerry put it, grow some cojones.
One last thing before I jump out of here, too, is James was talking. He happened to mention India and China. Mm-hmm. And this is all we need now. There's a new unknown illness in India. There's I forget the name of the city. Only about 200,000 people in it. 250 people have come down with this sickness, which includes nausea, vomiting, convulsions, and almost like epileptic seizures. And they don't know what it is that's causing this. And get this. So China has banned anyone from India coming into the country. Now, who would do something like that? I can hardly wait for this Biden-Harris administration to open the floodgates and open the borders and start taking down the wall, what wall there is, what new wall was. Do you remember Biden saying he would take down that wall starting on day one. Open up the borders.
All the millions of dollars that have been spent. And what do? You take it down. Why don't you just leave it in place?
Yeah, we dare not close the borders or enforce any sort of immigration laws either. Let's let these foreign, China, India, all these third world countries, again, I know they're not exactly third world countries, but all this stuff just start flooding right into the country again and then look to pass some law that has to be passed because you didn't enforce the previous laws that were written into the either state or federal government's laws.
You know,
great.
Jerry,
you
as a father know better than anybody else who has, a family member who has served on foreign soil and been injured and seen things that nobody should have to see. What's going on in India right now is not just about some mysterious illness. The Chinese military is lining now, and more forces are being drawn on to the border with China and India. Why would they do that if they were not planning on something very big? Why would they move their forces, their military forces to that area? This is China's attempt, whether it be biological, whether it be physical, whether it be in this country as well. They are going one way or another to attempt to be the world's leader, the world domination. And people have to be prepared for it. And this is a good thing we're talking about it on December 7th.
Well, you remember Joe Biden saying, come on, man. There's no reason to be concerned about China. Well, let's see what happens.
Well, I don't want to just wait and see. I want to be ready and prepared. So,
all right. Well, that is all I have. Jerry Evans reporting.
Well, that was a lot.
One last thing. No. I lied. All right, so tomorrow's a big day. Well, actually, tomorrow is Tuesday. Tomorrow is when the Douglas County report comes out about the library and the virtue signaling. So Douglas County spent $30,000 to essentially come up with the fact that a library director by the name of Amy Dodson felt it was so important to put out a We Support Black Lives Matter. By the way, Bentley, too. For those of you in Douglas County, you want to give your money to Bentley? Bentley supports Black Lives Matter. They made it clear during that protest, which cost extra thousands of dollars to Sheriff Coverley and the county. Fortunately, no one harmed in that. No property that I'm aware of damaged in that big protest of about 30 to 40 people of BLM folks. But yeah, so after $30,000, again, I would have done it for 30, you have an idiot for the library director who took her own personal political leanings and thought that the public should know that. And because she is so precious, so smart, in fact, she's a victim class, as she proclaimed in one meeting, Amy Dodson, costing the county $30,000 plus. But I don't know if you can blame her for the county foolishly spending $30,000 to come up with a simple conclusion from common sense, of which there is none.
No, but you can blame the people who, hire people like this, because counties don't even know how the directors get hired. The county here in Washoe didn't even know that they are the one who appoints and hires the director of the library system here. And you know what? At least you live in Douglas County, where it is compact enough that you can get something done. Because in Washoe County, when we have directors bringing out, drag queen story time, they're supported.
Yep.
And it's ridiculous.
And the library, again, is very clear as to what the duties and the responsibilities of the library director and the library board is. And it isn't to virtue signal, to let everybody know what your political leanings are. So, will she be fired? Stay tuned. Evans, out.
I love that that purposeful pause there. It sounds so good. So, Evans, you always have a place here on the air with me. You know, as James was mentioning earlier, if you go on to 991fmtalk.com, if you go into the schedule, that's there in the toolbar, go into schedule, pull down weekdays, click on that. It brings up all of the shows. Click on my page, go to my page. And I try to pack as much information on there as possible. And there is a link to the U.S. Constitutional Law Group there, and it will take you directly to the Deprivation of Rights page. This is important. The only people that are going to get us out of all of this is the business owners and the consumers. And we are greater in number than the politicians, than the elite who are making the decisions. You have to remember that. So, I just received an email a few moments ago from a listener that, nope, not that one. As I go back, you have to remember that it's never too late for your business. Let me just ask me, is Sisolak going to shut us down again? There is no again. We're still in it. Is he going to make it worse? Yes, he's going to make it worse. I told you 3 weeks ago that this harassment is going on until at least January 10th in different forms. Will it get tougher? Of course, because they're saying that the cases are going up. The cases are going up. It is crying wolf over and over. Positive tests do not mean that you have coronavirus. It doesn't mean you're sick. Because the number of these tests that are coming out positive, way, way bad numbers. Please look into it. I've got to turn the sound off on my computer. Those numbers are being used against us. Yes, people have died, but not the numbers of a pandemic. Not the numbers. Businesses, open up fully. Get rid of the mask restrictions. Get rid of the 6 feet apart. This is not a deadly virus. If it were a deadly virus, then why would Governor Newsom allow a business, a small business, to go under while a movie set up, big entertainment business, big business, Mayor Garcetti, how can they put up tents and tents and tents that can hold hundreds of people? And yet right next to it, an outdoor patio that a business owner has suffered through to financially put in place, she's shut down. It's just a bunch of bull scat. We'll be back with Frederick right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and it is just not going to stop unless you stop it, unless you say something, and not only say something, if you do something, you have to take action. Frederick, actually, I'm going to ask you to call back after 11 because I don't have the time to discuss what you want to discuss, and that is very important. Something's going on at the ICE facility. Frederick will be back with us after 11 o'clock. But here I want to tell you about a mandate that Governor Sisolak has put out, and that is to any type of inspector out there. So if you go out to inspect sprinkler systems in businesses, if you go out to inspect, say air quality, if you go out to inspect eateries, you know, food inspectors, any type of inspectors that work for the government or a government agency, you are now going to be secretly reported on. That's right, because there is a mandate from the governor that if any of these inspectors come in for any reason, they are now mandated to write up a report on you concerning COVID. Are you wearing masks? Are you, you know, from OSHA? Are you cleaning everything the way it's supposed to? Do you have the right number of people in there? And worst of all, they're supposed to do it secretly and not tell you that you are being written up on. Really? Really?